Welcome to Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. If you are looking to promote your brand, gain exposure, new leads, and an increase in sales, check out Fact Checking 101 Product Placement Promo. For more information, email factchecking101@gmail.com. And for this week, what's up, y'all? This is Gigi, and today you're tuned in to Fact Checking 101. On today's episode, I have no other than Lamar Bryan, which is the CEO and founder of The Market. Today, we'll be talking about style tips based upon the do's and don'ts of club attire, whether that's going to a lounge or even a bar crawl. So, with that being said, let's get started. Lamar, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Great.
So I'm extremely excited. Let's get into it. So this is something that I feel like we've been talking about for a very long time.
Yes.
And we kind of been putting it off, but I think it's the perfect timing to do it.
Perfect timing.
And so today we're basically talking about Saturday night style tips. So our first one is, what do you consider, Lamar, as grown and sexy? So when you have maybe like a promoter or someone talking about the attire for a particular party and they're saying, come grown and sexy, what does that actually mean?
Well, from the male perspective, grown and sexy to me means that, first of all, you have that confidence, to go to a bar or a lounge. Mm-hmm. And so for me, grown and sexy means blazers, chinos, no ripped jeans, nothing like that. You want loafers. You can do designer. Doesn't necessarily have to be designer clothing, but you can do designer if you like. But grown and sexy to me means that you have that confidence. You have that poise that makes you a grown man and a grown female. So for me, grown and sexy, like I said, grown and sexy is all about confidence. It's all about the confidence in what you wear. But you want to be not necessarily formal, but at least be casual. So, a nice button up, nice pair of slacks, nice blazer. Do the trick.
Yeah, that's dope. And so I know I've been to some places where you come grown and sexy, but you can't wear sneakers or anything of that nature. So what do you recommend for men that are into like sneakers and aren't really into like dress shoes and can't really wear them? Or like, what's your perspective on that?
So for me, because I love sneakers too, but I am a businessman, I'm an entrepreneur, I work in corporate America, so I do have, loafers, moccasins, all those things. Mm-hmm. But for me, if you don't wear sneakers, you can easily get you a pair of boots. Aldo has a great selection of Chelsea boots. Chelsea boots are very in right now, not necessarily for the summer, especially for the winter though. Mm-hmm. But Chelsea boots, you can always go for, I'd say a... like I said, a moccasin, you can do that. You can do pretty much a loafer. I love loafers. Loafers are very versatile. You can wear them with a tailored jean, tailored chinos. Go do that, because a lot of people don't like dress clothes. A lot of people don't like dress shoes. And for my sneaker guys, like I said, you can always wear boots, But if you're going to a bar or a club, you want to make sure you have darker tones, because a lot of clubs don't like for you to have really bright clothing or really bright shoes. And so you don't want to be that guy that's going up to your going up to the door and you'll be turned away, because that happens to me so many times because I do like bright colors. But one time I had on some burgundy Chelsea boots, and they were like, yeah, we only do gray, black, and white shoes. And I'm like, well, who does that? But so for me, just make sure you do dark colors. You can never go wrong with black.
Okay. And so give us some insight on what you think a female should wear in regards to the whole grown and sexy.
Okay, so for me, grown and sexy, now you can get some stuff from Fashion Nova, but a lot of stuff, I mean, grown and sexy, like I said, grown and sexy is dope. You know what I'm saying? For women, If I know, like you, for instance, if we're going out and I know you're going with me, I don't have to necessarily worry about you not understanding grown and sexy.
But you do give your little point of view, like,
yeah. I have to give some point of sometimes, but grown and sexy to me means you can do a bodycon dress. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do, and a lot of people feel like you always got to wear dresses. For me, females, you don't necessarily have to wear a dress to be grown and sexy.
You know, like the little skirts are in now.
Yeah,
the rompers are
right.
In.
Rompers are short, in. Like biker shorts are in. You can always do, like I said, rompers. You could also do jean highways.
Yeah.
Stuff like, you don't necessarily have to always wear a dress, because some of the dopest and flyest females that I've seen in the club, they have on like a white button up,
yeah,
tucked into some denim cut jeans, some stilettos,
yeah, and a dope clutch. It's a very simple look, but then it does the trick.
Exactly. And then you don't want to always, you want to switch it up, you know, as a female and as a male. You don't necessarily want to be in a dress, or you don't necessarily want to have on a full suit. You know, yes, do in between. But growing a sexy, I mean, it doesn't take much, but growing a sexy starts with your confidence. So as long as you're confident in what you have on, you're good.
Okay. And so we're moving on to the next dress code. So when I say dress code, and we kind of like touched on it a little bit when we were talking about, maybe like the different style of shoes, because I know one time I went to Vegas and they were turning guys away because they had sneakers on.
Right.
And so that's an issue. Or they were turning guys away because they had jeans on. Or say, for instance, I've been places where they turn dudes around because they had like track suit on, or they may have had joggers on, or mm-hmm, different things like that. So like, what's just like a overall appropriate dress code? And this is like for our 21 and up audience, okay? So like, what's appropriate for them?
So first of all, when it's dealing with dress code, you want to understand your culture of the place you're going.
Okay.
You know, a lot of places don't like hats. So of course, a lot of the times when I go out, I don't wear hats.
Okay.
Because especially if it's a bar or a lounge, there's a lot of things that you want to do in regard, you know, you may want to go out and just network. You know, you, yes, may want to go out and, you know, exchange business cards. And so you don't necessarily want to have on a hat and stuff like that, especially inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I always go with a button-up. You can never go wrong with a button-up. It's a clean, casual look. And also, like I said, tailored jeans. Sometimes you can get away with doing a ripped jean.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you want to stay away from that, because it just brings, some clubs may feel like it brings down the rapport of their club.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So you always want to, like, you stay in that lane. And also, if you don't know how the club is about dress code, call the club. You can call the club and they'll tell you what you need to wear. Or go on their website. Don't be scared of going to the website.
Or you know what? What I've done lately is like hashtag, maybe use their like hashtag, and then that'll like,
exactly,
take you to all of the pictures. Like maybe people, exactly, have visited. And so like, you know, say for instance like Trap Karaoke or something like that. If you just, mm-hmm, go to their hashtag, you kind of get an idea, if you've never been there,
yeah,
what's the attire.
Yeah, I always do that. I always, sometimes like if I don't know necessarily what I want to wear, I'll go to the club's, you know, website, or I'll go to, yeah, exactly, recent pictures that I know that someone has gone there.
Yeah.
I'll use those, but of course, you know, add my own little flair, yeah, to it, because I don't necessarily want to look like everybody that when they went to the club. But like I said, for dress code, you're safe as a male if you do not wear a hat. Because a lot of times, you know, you don't want to drink and drive, so you Uber. And so by the time you get out of the car and at the door, the Uber's gone. So now you got to throw your hat away. So nobody wants to do that, especially if you have a hat like mine from Walmart. Shout out to Walmart.
So you'll throw your hat away, like if we got to a club and they say you can't wear that, sir.
Nah, I'll probably tell my friends to go ahead, because for me, I'm not, you know, I'm
not.
You're
not gonna throw it away?
No. Especially because I don't know if Walmart has this hat anymore. Because I'm pretty sure they do.
So we're going to have to go ahead in without you.
Yeah, y'all will either.
Or our night going in based off.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they can't hold it at the door?
I mean, they can, but a lot of people steal. So, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
So we walk out and somebody got your hat on walking down the street.
Yeah. And then see, that's going to be a whole different code. You know what I'm saying? So for me, like I said, just be careful when it comes to like, for me, I go to bars and lounges. I don't necessarily go to the club.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't wear a hat. And then sometimes I do, you know, depending on the culture of the club.
Or you'll do a bandana.
Yeah, bandanas, yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times bandanas aren't safe either, because I did just go to a club, bar in Fayetteville, and the guy was like, let me get that bandana, you know, put it in your pocket.
Well, at least you could put it in that. You could put that in your pocket.
Yeah, I did put it in my pocket though.
Just don't let it hang out.
Yeah, I did put it in my pocket, and then of course I was the type of person, like, you know, he has on a bandana too, so you're gonna take his too. Because if not, I'm gonna put mine back on. But yeah, just be careful about that. Dress code is key when you're going out to lounges and bars.
So this is my favorite part. Let's talk about the do's and don'ts.
The do's and don'ts of going to the club. Okay, first of all, let me tell y'all something. Don't go to the club in shoes you can't wear. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, ladies, don't go to the club in shoes and you know for certain you have never worn these shoes before.
You gotta work them in.
Yeah, like if you haven't broke those shoes in, you're gonna look like a walking baby deer. If you have never, and for my guys too, if you know you haven't worn all those shoes you just brought, feet like
y'all
this,
feet hurt too.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, I mean, especially if, I mean, a lot of times dudes will wear shoes they know they don't have a business wearing in the
club.
So
your feet be like
feet be cramped like this. So yeah, you got to be careful. You can't. Don't be that guy or that female that goes to the club and know you haven't broken your shoes.
And that takes the experience away too, because you're so focused on, like, exactly. I'm in pain.
You're focused on like that corn on your left foot, you know, rather than, you know, trying
but
to get
But what about what about maybe like you've bought those shoes just for that event? So maybe what about like some numbing cream?
Well, yeah, you can do numbing cream, but I don't know if you wear a size 9 and you bought a size 7 shoe, that numbing cream won't really do good for you. But if you know, you, especially for, you know, we're talking about mainly clubs and bars and stuff like that, but in other terms, if you have never worn those shoes before, you know, walk in those shoes at least throughout the day so you can break your shoes in. Yeah, so you don't necessarily have to go to the club walking in a new pair of shoes.
That's
true. Somebody's laughing. Look, what I hate is when you walk in the club or you're walking out of the club and people walking like this.
They taking big steps, or their knees slightly like this, or the shoes
is leaning like that, and nobody has time. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has time for that.
Cute, right?
It's not cute. It's not growing the sex as we talked about before. Yeah. And it's just like, I mean, because once you fall, that's it.
Yeah, if your ankles weak and stuff, that's
yeah.
So do you have to go home after that, or
you probably will, because you probably gonna have scraped up knees. So, I mean, you know, like I said, that's a don't. Okay, so a do is wear some shoes that are comfortable for you. If you know you've, you know, broken some shoes in and, you know, they go with your outfit, wear those shoes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, a lot of people, and it's dark in the club, so you never really...
Yeah.
I mean, from a female, I don't know from your perspective, but males, we're not necessarily looking at female shoes or dude's shoes when you're walking in, you know, we get in the club. So,
well,
we don't really care about your shoes, but... Yeah, make sure your shoes are broken in when you go into the club, because you don't want your feet to be
like Bambi.
Like this in the club.
Like a baby deer.
Yeah, baby deer.
So then, okay, what's another don't?
Another don't, like I said before, don't wear hats in the club or the lounge unless it's approved by the club.
Okay.
Because now, like I said, you're going to have to, if you Uber, you're going to have to go back to your car, or you're going to have to tell the Uber to wait, and then it's going
to
be a whole different vibe.
Away.
Or you're going to have to throw your hat away. And for me, I'm not throwing any of my clothing away. Sorry. So either we're getting back in the Uber,
or your friends can go ahead,
and I'm going to just go back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of this lately. Like, we tend to get our seasons mixed up.
Yeah.
So right. You'll have some people that are wearing suedes and all these different things during the summertime, and then they're wearing all their floral clothing and this is a pet peeve for me. Mm-hmm. Anyone that wears white after Labor Day. So let's talk about
Stop playing. And then too, y'all have to be careful with wearing white anyway to the club or the bar, because people get ruthless. Yeah, people get ruthless in the club, especially. I mean, I've worn all white at a lounge because that was the particular party I was invited to wear all white. But like I said, you have to be careful, because when there's so many people in the club and so many people in the bar or the lounge, people tend to bump you, and then you got a red spot on your shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and then you're not necessarily going to have a good time. And so, yeah, and also, if it's summertime, that velvet blazer you got from Belt Don't wear that.
The Velvet Crush.
Yeah, that Velvet Crush, because a lot of y'all love that navy blue and that red Velvet Crush.
The red one is
yeah, y'all killing it. I mean, y'all killing it, but you killing it in the wrong season. And you're going to wind up being dead in that club because you done sweated at your clothing now. You got that. You have to know. First of all, like I said, you have to know your seasons. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's okay to wear blazers, but I steer away from wearing blazers because I don't like being hot. I just don't like being hot in the, you know, I don't like being hot.
When do you recommend, like, what's the time frame that you could kind of transition into the whole blazer
fall
thing?
I mean, fall. I mean, you can wear, fall is a good time to transition into blazers. But when it's 113 degrees outside and you just got paid, and you want to flaunt in the club, don't wear that velvet.
Because you may fall out.
Yeah, you're going to fall out. No, maybe. You're going to fall out. And when you fall out, now your blazer gone. Somebody going to steal your blazer.
How do you explain why you fell out?
Exactly. How do you explain why you got on a regular t-shirt because you don't have a blazer on? So, yeah. You got to be careful with that.
Let's get on this turtleneck situation, too.
Okay, yeah. You can wear a club in a turtleneck for wintertime.
Uh-huh.
And it's a difference between turtlenecks and mock necks.
Okay.
A turtleneck, you know, comes up. Mock necks is really, really short.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the club, it's not bad to wear a turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
But wear it in the appropriate season.
Okay.
And then, like I said, be careful with your colors, too. You can always, you can express yourself in any way that you want to. But be careful when you're going to, like, clubs and stuff like that. Especially if it is a club that they ask you to wear all white or wear this and that. We can get into that too. It is gauche to wear other clothing outside of what is asked of you. So if you are wearing, if the tie says please wear all white, don't come in all black.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Don't, you know.
That's like dumb.
Yeah, because although everyone would have on the same colors, you can still wear, you know, you can still be different. You don't necessarily have to wear, you know, you don't necessarily have to go with your typical formals. You don't necessarily have to go with, you know, button-up pants and white shoes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And for females, too, another don't is don't wear a skirt or a dress that's too short and then you have to pull it down the whole time while you're dancing. That.
Or, like, you dance and you got to keep pulling it down.
Yeah.
Or, like, somebody got to tell you to pull down your dress.
Exactly. You keep pulling it down.
It's literally, like, right there to the point where...
Right. And then Meg Thee Stallion come on and you...
And now it's...
Look like a horse. You know what I'm saying? Because you...
You look like a stallion.
You like this. Yeah, and that doesn't look good.
So that's one thing. And I don't like too little clothing either.
Yeah. And I mean, for, you know, my plus size, you know, folks, you know, you can wear your size, you know, yeah, and it, even
for people. But they have dope things for plus size too.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many stores that has a range of clothing for so many sizes.
Yes.
And so you don't necessarily have to go to the, you know, don't go to the small rack for clothes that are, you know, for you, you know, especially when you're, you know, a bigger shape.
And one thing I've noticed as well is that the tighter your clothing is, the bigger you look.
Exactly. And then, you know, for club attire, if you're bigger, don't wear stripes that go across. You know, you want to wear stripes that go down, that elongate you and, you know, pretty much slim you down rather than, you know, spread you out, per se.
Okay.
Oh, another one, this kind of adds on to the club and bar vibe as well. But for personality-wise, yeah, you have nice shoes. It's a lot of people in the club. Don't get mad when people step on your shoes.
That's true.
Because a lot of times, like I said, it's a lot of people in the club. A lot of people are usually intoxicated. So, you know, that new pair of shoes, for me personally, I love wearing all of my shoes out. But some shoes, you know, when I decide on what I'm going to wear, I'm like, I might just step
away from
those
shoes. Especially if they're like white or some other light color.
Exactly. If they're white or if they are a label that, you know, you spend a lot of money on.
You probably shouldn't wear them to the club.
Yeah, don't wear those to the club.
You're going
to
end up getting in a fight because somebody going
to
step on.
Somebody bound to step on your J's. So, hey, you want to be careful. You know, be careful with that when you're picking out and selecting your outfits for, you know, a night out on the town. And so sometimes for Saturdays, to me, I go for a much more upscale look than I did for Friday. Friday, to me, is just a chill vibe, chill look. But Saturday is when I'm going out to, you know, somewhere upscale, somewhere that, you know, they may have a coat rack for me to hang up my, blazer, stuff like that. And if they do, you know what I'm saying, you can always utilize that, service, because more than likely it's only about $5 for you, you know, to you to take your jacket from you, your blazer, you know, your overcoat if you are going to the club or, you know, lounge.
And what about flats in the club? That's what I'm going to
talk about. Listen.
That's one thing I do not like. I don't like flats, and I don't like the chunky heels, but, you know, the smaller versions that's like this, I don't like those in the club.
Well, for me, from a male perspective, it depends. But for me...
So, if we're in the club, it's okay for a female to wear flats, like ballet flats.
For me, that doesn't necessarily bother me, or, like, sandals. But please, for me, don't take your shoes off. Like,
oh, I hate that.
Don't take your shoes off.
I don't care how bad your feet hurt. It's hurting. You need to go sit down.
Yeah, all your toes might have just fell off, but don't take
your
shoes off.
They literally like this.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad my feet are hurting. I'm not taking them off.
Exactly.
I can't.
Yeah, don't take your shoes off, because for one, you don't know that. A lot of people may not know this, but when you take off your heels or your shoes for males, your feet swell up. So, you know, more than likely, you're not necessarily going to be able to put your shoes back on.
Now, I've been guilty of not taking them off in the club, but maybe once I get across the street and I get in my car, they're coming off.
Yeah, something like that. But I always say be careful too when you take your shoes off outside the club or even inside of the club, because there's glass on the floor.
That's true.
There's different, you know,
you just never
liquids
know.
On the floor. You never know what people have going on in the club. You never know what people are using in the club. So when you take your shoes off, that's becoming a public health concern for you. You know, so just be careful with that. Especially if you're in my group, please do not take your shoes off in the club.
And I just think it takes away from the whole look as a whole.
Exactly. It takes away from the whole look. And then you don't necessarily... Like I say, it takes away from the grown and sexy vibe too.
Yeah,
because as a female, you know, for you, I'm pretty sure as a female for you, you're like, no, I don't want to necessarily have people thinking like, dang, she can't walk in her shoes.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm going to be thinking, looking at you like, yeah, dang, she just took her heels off. She was sexy. Now she looked like somebody's grandma in the club.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So I know that's a pet peeve for me, like seeing flats. Like I can see like sandals and stuff like that, like maybe at a day party or maybe, of course, like at a bar crawl, you might throw some sneakers on or something like that. Something with a cute fit. But just for me, I just hate overall seeing people with like flats or something and we going to like a grown and sexy party.
Yeah. I mean, you always want to stay. I mean, because for ladies, that just makes you taller. That just makes you sexier. You're still sexy. Don't get me wrong.
And it does something to your legs too.
Exactly. But don't get me wrong. And this is not me saying that heels are more sexier than flats, because, you know, some people may can't wear flats. You know, can't wear heels.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're sexy regardless.
Yeah.
But heels elongate your body, you know, they make you more confident in yourself mentally.
Yeah.
You know, and then for males, you know, we just like seeing that. You know, we just like seeing, you know, the way you dress in heels, especially in a bar, you know, at a lounge. So anybody have any questions? I know it's one person up here right now, but yeah, this was great.
I love it.
This is great. So this is the do's and don'ts for everybody that tuned in to the market. Like I said earlier, this is the essential tools to build brand and balance your personal and professional development. So we're actually talking about the do's and don'ts of Saturday night style. And so, like I said, we talked about what is the definition of grown and sexy. The second one was dress code. And then the third one was do's and don'ts. So hopefully you all were able to, what's up, bro? Hopefully you all were able to get a little bit or a tidbit of what to wear tonight. You know, you all are going out. You may be going out to a bar, a club, or a lounge. So you definitely want to, you know, you just definitely want to put your best foot forward. And not necessarily, you're not always going out to the club to turn up. You're not always going out to the club to drink. Sometimes you're going out to these bars and these lounges to network. You know, network increases your net worth. So, you know, and always another do we can add to that. Always when you're going to like lounges or bars, always keep a couple business cards in your pocket. You know, keep a couple business cards in your pocket because, like I said, you never know who you're going to run into. You know, it might be a familiar face in the club that you want to collab with on some events. And sometimes you don't necessarily have those ideas outside of the club. You know, alcohol tends to entice your, you know, your mental state sometimes to just talk about things. And so, yeah, you want to do that. So carry some business cards with you in the club.
That's important.
Very important.
So I think we touched on a lot of things. In regards to Saturday night attire.
Yeah, so
I thought this was fun.
Yeah, this was dope. So we're gonna do this again hopefully soon.
Yeah.
So like I said, the next time we're probably gonna do a Friday night style. Yeah. And like I said, Friday nights for me is always chill. I love a chill fit for Friday nights, but Saturday I tend to want to do more upscale. You know, a lot of people are off work. People are able to showcase who they are, their personalities. So definitely, thank you again, Gianna. Please go follow Gigi the Influencer on Instagram.
Please do. And then we're also recording this, so it will be available on all platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, and Google Play. Exactly. So again, that is GGGIGI_influencer, the influencer. And yeah, let's get it. And shout out to The Market.
Yes, The Market. Shout out to The Market. Again, I'm the founder of The Market, which is, again, essential tools to build, brand, and balance your personal and professional development. This was dope, Gianna. Thank you for the opportunity to expound and turn up. And especially another do is make sure you have a good time at the club. Don't do all that fighting.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, don't fight at all. Nobody fights nowadays.
Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody fights nowadays. Be yourself. And you know, don't hold back. Like I said, yeah, and just have fun too. Yeah. But you know, do it all out of love. You know, put what you can. You know, put your style. You know, outfit together tonight, and then you know, just have a good time. You know, like I said, your style is all about personality. So when you go out to the club, you know, showcase your style and who you are. Yeah. Until next time, this is The Market In.
This is Gigi the Influencer.
Turn up.
We out. We all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl, Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.